Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
What kind of business is this?
Well, we actually are a third-party call center. We do assist with providing assistance to multiple companies that do online marketing and sales.
I had two charges with this phone number on my credit card, and I don't recognize doing anything.
Okay, I can definitely take a look and see exactly what is taking place. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
37714.
And who am I speaking with?
My name's Karen Darby.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Darby. Let's see. You said Darby, that D-A-R-B-Y?
No, it's D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Oh, I was totally off. D-A-U-G-H-T?
No, E-R-T-Y.
T-Y, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not pulling up anything with that zip code or the last name, well, your first and last name.
No, my first name is with a C. I don't know if that matters. But,
yeah, what I think I put it with a K. So it's C-A-R-E-N?
Y-N. C-A-R-Y-N. And then the last name's D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Okay. One brief moment again. And what's the amount of the charge?
There's one for $56.95 and then $7.95.
Okay, I'm still here. One moment. Okay. All right. So since I wasn't able to locate anything by putting in your first name, your first and last name, and then taking out your first name and just putting in your last name and vice versa, I went towards the number that you're calling in under of the 865-964-9011, and it came up as your last name, Daugherty, being your first name and Karen being your last name. So that's how I was having issues with pulling up your name. But I did find that name in our system. If you can please verify the address for me for security purposes.
It's 164 Running Deer Trail in Caribou, Tennessee.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I'm showing when I do access the information, I'm showing that there was, back on the 4th, there was a payment of $7.95 for some type of kitchen appliance. With that, that was a chipping and handling for a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. It mentioned that if you did not wish to become a member, we did strongly request you to give us a call back within 48 to 72 hours. No call was made, and you actually charged the price of the membership, which is $56.95, and you received access to a $125 gift certificate to be used at our online web store.
Okay. Let's see. I do remember doing something about a mixer, but I didn't get any information on it or anything, and it never said anything about that. It just said all you had to do was pay the shipping, which I guess that was the $7.95. So Okay, so that is not what I agreed to. So should I dispute this with my credit card company, or what should I do? I mean, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything, you know, about anything. I mean, it was just like, you can get the, you know, you can click on this and get this, it was a KitchenAid mixer. All you have to do is pay the shipping. So, yes, I did do that on the 4th, but it didn't say anything about, you know, calling or, you know, anything about a membership. It just said, I'll pay, just pay the shipping. But
okay.
Clearly, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it possibly could have been an oversight there because it did have the terms and conditions speaking about that membership in regards of cancellation. But I'd be more than happy to get this account canceled out. From what I'm showing, there was an email that was sent to the email address of your Wildcat Girl
in Tennessee, NTN, at yahoo.com
with that link. Now, I can issue a custom courtesy credit, a 50% refund of that charge, and that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so they sent me an email on what day?
Initially when the services was created on July the 4th.
I wonder if it
was welcome email. Yeah, but I can see what Supervisor C, there's something more I can do on your behalf, if you can hold me one brief moment.
Okay.
Thank you, one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Give me one more brief moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so I do thank you so much there for holding. I did get approval there. My supervisor is going to issue that full refund back to your card of the $56.95, and that's going to reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but I didn't get anything for the $7.95.
The $7.95? Let me see here. One moment here.
That was supposed to be shipping for something. Did they ship me something?
Let me see here. All right. So that's on me. I do apologize for that misinformation. So that particular kitchen item that was done on the 4th is saying that was for an entry for a sweepstakes drawing to win those kitchen appliances there. It wasn't actually shipping and handling to receive it. So the one that I see that you had selected was for an entry ticket and not for the actual shipping and handling to receive the item.
I'll have to go back and look because I do think I have the where it said that it was just the shipping.
And then when you go back, there should be like right under, because I actually have a picture. I'm actually seeing it now here, and I do apologize for that misinformation at the beginning, but it'll show the kitchen appliances that's there, and then underneath it, it'll say with that amount, it's placing you in an entry to win those items. Yeah, it actually says it under the picture. So you selected to win that.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll look into it further. So should I just, if I still want to dispute that, would I just call my credit card company, or are you all willing to do something?
No, ma'am, you don't have to always go to your credit card company and dispute. That can take up to 30 days. If you're wanting those funds back, just as with the amount that was charged to you, I was able to get that reimbursed. I can reimburse the $7.95 entry ticket as well. Just allow that as well, 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do for you? Oh, let me get your cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And that is C as in cancel. 260-899-217.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
You're so welcome. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Karen. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.